Okay.
So welding over here, I believe, Pasik Dalit Pirish Base. Mashcheni Akrecha Nerutza. Oimeres Nenes. Mashcheni Oisi. Vez Akrecha Nerutza. Aniva Naroisai. Shehein Alomis Hanal. Bishvili Vagavi. Yerutza Gam Heim Lohanes Chalapaches Mereach Hanal. So, according to the second pshat, he's focusing a lot more on the nekuda of the alomos. In other words, it's something that sort of is woven into the inyan over here, that Klal Yisrael is bringing along the goyim also. She's not saying, well, bring me closer to your HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then if the Shkatzim decide to come along, you know, let the Shkatzim come along. What he's saying is, bring me Mashcheni Achrecha v'oz Achrecha Narutza Niven Aroisai. And he brings a marshal, v'amarshal hu, k'sha'aloma is v'ashvach is roitz and lursas ha'melech. Let's say when the servants, when the slave servants want to see the king, as oivdois as a melech, they work for the as a malka, they work for the malka. Uksha malka loves base a melech, as psulosea reosea chreha, muvozla, lahachsib godel like bibin oritz. So the girls, her mates, run behind her to hold the clothing. Like the old time, you know, when they had these long flowing gowns and you have like by Chasna, the Machtenis that holds the thing as the cows go around, they go and hold up the Godim. V'ozreim es ha-melech. V'anim shumuvan. Shekeinet is Yisrael ne'ma. Lo asid lovoi v'chziku asor anoshim v'knaf ish Yehudi echad. V'omru l'chu v'nal al ha-Hashem abez al keyyak. Pirish, atem l'chu v'al yedchem gam keynalem. So let's talk a little bit about this point over here. It's an interesting point. First of all, I'm fascinated by the muscle that he gives of the narrows holding the garment and as they walk behind. I wondered, like, where did the Gra ever see it? In other words, I'm not aware that the owner was the had kings coming. Yes, maybe not. Well, Kopanim, it's interesting institution, but I want to talk a little bit more about the Inyan itself. What is our yachas with the Umas Olam? So the Ramchal says in when he speaks in Zakdama of Chayvus Adam by Lomai, so he has like three madregas. He speaks about the Lis'anigal Hashem. Then he speaks about Lidabek. And finally, he says, when a person is Mis'ala, he and the entire Bria is Mis'ala with him. So the Ramchal seems to say that these are three different focuses that I have, or foci, for a person who's Obed Hashem. It starts with Hisanigal Hashem. It moves on to Dabek Hashem. And then it moves on to the entire world. And the reason is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created an entire Bria, and just like in Tchias HaMesim, the Guf and the Neshama will come alive. The Guf will come along because that's the Etzem Bria HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted an Neshama and a Guf. That's the way in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it, you know, to be. So the world as a whole, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world as a guf and a neshama, so to speak, and everything has to come to its tikkun. There can't be anything in the world that doesn't have its tikkun. It's a famous medrash that says by Esav, Hei Shav Shebarasi, look at the good for nothing, the worthlessness, the for naught that I created. And everybody asks, what does it mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu created something for naught. There's no such thing. There cannot be a Bria for nothing. The Pa'ulas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the most what we have is that things are not in their final format. The Bria as it is now is not ready. It's not where it ought to be. But certainly the Tachlis of the Bria is that everything snap into place. It's the reason why Yom Nerayim, you spend so much effort on davening for the whole world, the Chen Tein and so on, Kemoshe Danu, all of those are because that is the Tachlis of Bria. We're identifying, so when a person does Maisim Tovim, the goal on a personal level is personal. And a person should certainly not jump to think that he's doing big things when he still has to focus on himself. But b'hashkafa, that the entire world become the place that Hashem wanted it to be, if I'm really interested in Ratzon Hashem, then that's Ratzon Hashem. And that's why, in a certain sense, it was what HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Yonah when he had the Kikoyan that disintegrated. Yonah was upset. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, "Hatev Charlecha." He said, "This Kikoyan that the Maila Hoysav and Maila Holcha, you're upset, but a whole city full of hundreds of thousands of people, men and women, children, you don't care that it becomes destroyed." In other words, the tachas of the Bria is that the Bria should be. And if a Kashmir wants it, then that's somewhere included as our tachas of Bria Hashem. However, the role that they have is not equal to us. The role that they have is because they are necessary accessories, that we need them. Also, they give to Klai Yisrael, they help Klai Yisrael, they add to the world, which Klai Yisrael is the top of the pyramid. There's something over here. I mean, the Goyen was not using this muscle with them hanging on to the garment and holding it up. Stam that was the first thing you could think of. I mean, I would have said the guy who drives the king, the queen, the guy who is the bodyguard, he gives a marshal of the guys holding the skirts, which is a very, very interesting marshal. But he's mas mechet to a pasik, v'chzik asar nosh mitnaf yishu de'echad. So he definitely founded the pasik, but b'choleifin, you know, what does it mean? So I think what it means is that the begodim of a person, I'm talking about a person who's in the right darga, is the chitzonius. So I cannot go in this world without begodim. So begodim are my instrument for this world. In order that not become muddied or sullied, in other words, it's not only enough that I take care of my body, I have a chiv to take care of my godim, like it says in Talmud Chacham that there's a revav al bigdoy, if ezehu Talmud Chacham samuz yedeh lehafi chalukoy, the person's own kedusha / tara reflects itself in the begadim as well. A musig that I would compare it to is when you eat chulin al tairis akodesh, a chulin on some sort of it's you imbue even the chum. In that realm, the umas olam have the makam of help. Not sure exactly how, but my hagosha is that he's saying something here about the begodim that is very specific about it, and it's along the line. In other words, basically he's saying that they're holding on the begodim that they not become solid in the ground. So begodim is also, the Goyen says that, the Goyen says that the chaluk are the midas. In other words, anything which is, what's that word for it? Anything which is the interface between the person and the world around him is called a chalot. So in that realm is where Umas HaOlam and what they have to offer to help Klal Yisrael. Umash is chila v'yan emelach hador v'sima v'gil smichavoy.
Rabbi, just
yes.
A quick question on that point. So, I mean, I hear why Rabbi is saying that it's specific to the Gadim and why it's not just a general, general comparison. But do we see any distinct difference between the Pirush Aleph and the Pirush Beis? And to me, it sounds like, I know it's the same concept.
Right.
They're going to be related because it's the same pasuk, but I don't know if I can grasp any fundamental differences
so,
in why he needs to bring out another example.
So it's very, very hard to understand what exactly is this Pirush Beis. See, I mean, he brings in that Dhamma. It could very well be just the person writing the Ksav Yad, writing it a little differently, that he may have understood a different way. And as I'm saying, it's a very tough, it's not as if the Goyen wrote it and wrote Pirush Aleph, Pirush Beis. The Ksav Yad comes that way, and he brings in some of them, it appears that way, some doesn't. Some of them, they have some parts of Ksav Yad. Very, very hard to give any type of, basically, that's what it is. I mean, if you'll have time on page 13, and 14, he goes all the kisiyadis and what they look like. I can tell you, I've worked a handful of times on kisiyadis. Sometimes you can guess what went on, sometimes potluck. The Pirush Beis could simply be a rewrite of it by somebody that he heard it this way. That's
uh-huh.
So that's what I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
You're not going, and it's love dafka. You'll find there are some different knaches, but you're right. By and large, it's very, very similar. He'll say, we'll go through the same Antoivim. So in Lamash Aderes Eliyahu on Chumash, over the attack, there's like Malach Aleph Beis Gimel. Those Mahalchim are different. And it's much more clear that that's how it's said over here. Chveisnisht. So again, he can't be sidetracked by the palace. He's looking for the Melch himself. In other words, the Becha is something which is going to be some sort of sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because basically he's bothered HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere. So the answer is yes, but the presence is felt over there, and that's why the Nagil Meschobach is over there. Naskir dech miyayin, af shetam yayin nisha bepeh af la'ach ha'shtir, machzeh niska kamashores, naskir dech yes mizeh. Now, he explains when he's comparing the dech miyayin, what is it that he's comparing over here? Like he says, we'll remember your friendship as being better than wine. Or what is it that wine is so great? So he says, we're talking about specifically the attribute of something lasting afterwards. Okay, let's talk about this a little bit also. So he says, here he changes, he doesn't go to Shmini Atzeres, he goes to Lasid Lavel, where Akim as Sukhazavim and Falas, and the Naskir Dech Miyayim. So this is specifically, we're going to remember the old Avra, Kibayim Ran Yibishar Shem Tzir. this is a very important nekuda for the following reason. Rashi says in the beginning also, we're caught and stuck in somewhat of a conundrum. If La'asid Lavo is going to be something new, totally new, then basically, it's not a new Torah, it's not a new Rebbein Shalom, everything is what was. On the other hand, what was stopped, and we look at Achris Hayomim as being a tekuf of extraordinary chiddush, whatever it is. So Bal Karchach, we need to understand it, that we're going to chap the hemshech of what was to what's going to be. Lemashal, if somebody comes along and you ask them, what's pshat in the Rambam? What's it? And the person teaches the words of Rambam. He says, this is what the Rambam says. So that's not satisfactory because you had the problem. You couldn't type the words if the Rambam doesn't make sense. The person said, no, the Rambam says this and this. Okay. A person comes up and says a brilliant chiddush that's very miskabel al adas, but it's very, very hard to see that that's what the Rambam says. So we say you're great, you're in this, but it has no shaykh for the Rambam. The real godless, the yochid bedor is the person who comes along and says a pshat that you say, wow, that's what the Rambam means. I deher that he opened my eyes, but I also deher that it's a hemshech of the Rambam and not this person's personal thing. The loss of love, like the Rashi we saw a few times ago, where he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Muftachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zohar Miskal, and teach us Seidus of Torah and so on. It means the Torah will be a new Torah, but not because it's going to have new text in it. Our eyes will open up and see so much more depth that this Torah itself will become a different Torah to us. Not by changing anything in the framework, but by giving us a depth of Havana. By remembering what was, the Naskir HaMarim means the Tam Yain remains with us, so that when Lasid Lavo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Mezgalit us again, it'll connect to the Tam that's left over. It's not going to be, okay, I need to forget everything I did before, now we're going to have a whole new Torah. It's going to be a hemshech of that, but in a whole different dimension. The last pasuk, basically, in Navi is, it talks about tshuva, it's fine, but the words mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be mechaber, the door of the Asid and the door of the Avar. That's what's going to happen. The Lasid Lavo is not new, not old, but renewed, which means I need very clearly to feel the time of what was, and I need now to hear it set over with the Nuknech. That's the inyan of we have the tam in our mouths, and now this is a hemshech. It's one of the things where I guess people talk a lot about mesorah, das Torah, mesorah, and people paint themselves into corners because we have to do everything like the mesorahs. We didn't have couples once upon a time. We didn't have a lot of things, but the chachma is to take new things and use them in a way where a person who's tayyam the tam, who still has the tam of what was, feels comfortable that this new tam is a hemshech. Every new door has its issues, its challenges, and needs to change. They didn't have a Bis Yaakov. Never had a Kosher Bis Yaakov. It's a new thing. They never had a political party. They never had newspapers. There are many things they didn't have. Never had Skype and Zooms. The chiddush is, but the question is, does a person when it's done, when the people who have the tam tzkenim, they have the old tam and they feel this is a comfortable fit with the old tam, then you look at it as being appropriate. And sometimes you hear, I mean, one of the things, since Yartzeit is sort of around the corner, and Moshe Shapiro's about a month from now, one of the things that why people are so taking it with Taylor was because he had the time of what was. Even though he opened up our eyes, and nobody ever learned these things before in the yeshivas, I mean, very little, but when he spoke, it had the time of somebody who was kolkuloshekul learning. It didn't have the time of a thinker, a bal machshava, a professor. It had the time of somebody who was shakur. Someone told me, I don't speak to Lazy Silver, he was probably the most chashev of the chabura. Three, probably the most chashev way they learned, everything. And he told me that when they first started, and they were, there were some people who wanted to join, Rabbi Moshe Shapiro had a Tanai Kodei Lamaisa. Only people who have a serious shibud for Gefes, for Gemara Ashitaisis, people that are involved in saying a shir, a koil, and a chabur. In other words, people that are not going to get unmoored from wherever, from the world of halacha, of that chalak Torah. So then he's willing as a taisefes. But that's the point of it. If you can feel the two tastes and say they're compatible, that's when you have it. So he said that that's as kedah huyayin. Neged ayayin shomu la'el ki tem dechem yayin shenaskos oise avra ki ayin vayin yir vishal Hashem tzion. Ki moishe kodem shemana dabata imonu v'nishma. That is so the same mahalach of being ayin v'ayin, the being mischaber back in Kadosh Baruch Hu before we had the hefsek of Dabat Imar Nishma. The neger alomis amal meisher mabucha, moshe kosev kumei anei chanur v'ashem l'shor sol abo yisrael liyus al avodim. Or the malo kores v'shem alomis akam meisher mwai, ki pa meisher li eruv rav. The omru chazal koshin gerim yisrael kisapachas. The kam leisharu ki imeisharim esaf aburah. So we have over here also, there are those who, amongst the Umas Olam, there are those that are a Taravis, and they were not good, and they caused Klal Yisrael to be uprooted. So the Erev Rav were people that know Shaychis. Las Lavoi, the Umas Olam also will have a certain grievous. And the people that will be nislavet to Klal Yisrael will be people that were chosen people. People that were, that have been sifted through and are royal to it. The same way Klal Yisrael is royal to it. Okay, I'm going to have to hold it. Just have some event, having some sort of thing in Shiva. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you very much, Rabbi.
Thank you. Have a good night. Okay, night. Bye.
Sure, bye.